Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of death? Do we even know what death is? The reason I bring it up is because so much in life, especially when it comes to cancer, is presented working on your fear of death. This is where radiation and chemotherapy come in. And it is astounding that so many people are willing to give everything they've worked their entire life for and end up giving it to the medical combine, the pharmaceutical companies, and the medical system because they're afraid to die, afraid to leave. So they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to gain another 4 or 5 years. We had a friend of ours who had breast cancer, and she knew it was terminal, I guess stage 4. And the doctors, of course, wanted her to do radiation and chemotherapy. What did she do? She got a drug from Mexico and put an end to her pain and suffering. And her inheritance, she actually gave to her family. So there are ways to go about doing things. And fear is such a mind killer. It really is. If you ever get a chance, go see the movie Dune. I'm a sci-fi freak. I love science fiction movies. And in the movie Dune, there's a thing there where this young man is challenged, because part of the challenge is to see if he's strong enough to be this special person. And he puts his hand in the box, and this woman is there feeding his mind that the hand is being destroyed by what's in the box. And he's imagining the pain, the burning, the corruption, the everything. And she says to him, and he pulls his hand out at one point, if I remember correctly, and she says to him, "Mind, fear is the mind killer." Understand yours and where fear operates in all aspects of your life. So what we want to do now is we want to nourish the body back to optimal levels of health. First and foremost, your diet as a cancer patient should be anywhere from 60 to 80% raw. And when I say raw, we're talking raw fruits and vegetables. And some very specific vegetables, I would talk about garlic and onions, because both of those are ideal for the immune system. And that's the key. You want to build your immune system. Carrot juice. I would recommend that you drink carrot juice almost every single day. The beautiful thing about that is it's rich in beta carotene. Beta carotene becomes vitamin A. Vitamin A is your first line of defense in your immune system. And isn't it interesting now that where the drugs are going for cancer is to stimulate your white blood cells, your antibodies. So nourish your immune system. When it comes to cooked foods, I'm not much on meat. If you are, I would say to you, as far as your meat is concerned, free-range critters that are grass-fed. When it comes to fowl, turkey over chicken. And the reason for that is that the chicken will have more fat. And I discussed in one of my sessions on detoxing and cleansing how the body works and how it stores the toxins and fat. Well, the same thing for the animals. And the animals are being fed more garbage than we are. And yet those toxins are in the fat. So you're going to want to do turkey over chicken, less fat. When it comes to seafood, I recommend deep sea fish with scales. And even there, it's getting to be a challenge because we dump everything we can in the oceans. It's like our toilet. We have no consciousness, no consideration for it. So now, in fact, in the Pacific Ocean, every day, 4 billion gallons of radioactive water are being dumped into the Pacific Ocean. Why? Because the water is being used to cool down Fukushima, and it can't hold on to it. It's radiated. Where's it going? Into the Pacific Ocean. And the thinking is, well, you know, the ocean's got 26 trillion skillion million gallons. What is 4 million compared to that? Well, it just depends on where that particle of plutonium. Do you know that a particle of plutonium the size of a pinhead can give you lung cancer? That's small. So when it comes to fish out of the Pacific Ocean, I would be mindful. I would try to eat more fish out of the Atlantic Ocean and maybe the Gulf of Mexico. And if they're a little oily, well, you know, it'll help them digest better. Not really. And also, from a freshwater fish point of view, our waterways are not as healthy. Even though they say that it's suitable for drinking, there have been exposés done which so much of the water around the country is loaded with pharmaceutical drugs. Why? Because your body rendered them harmless, you urinated them out, or you defecated them out, or you finished the prescription and you dumped the bottle out. Well, maybe not you, but certainly others have done that. And because of that, our waterways are a little contaminated. So the fish living in those waterways is also somewhat contaminated. So I would stick to the deep sea fish with scales, no freshwater fish, certainly no crustaceans. You know, the shrimp and clams and lobsters, they have a different enzyme system because their job, like cockroaches and ants here, is to keep the ocean floor clean. I mean, think about it. If we didn't have them cleaning up the ocean floors, and after, what, we're a 100,000-year-old planet, a million-year-old planet with life from the beginning, life lives, it dies. It dies, it decomposes. Where is it decomposing? On the ocean bottom. So be mindful of what you eat. That is the key. When it comes to water, I'm a distilled water advocate. I think everybody should drink distilled water. At least you know you're going to get a clean product. When it comes to dairy, less is best. You know, they make this whole campaign for dairy on calcium. What's interesting, if you go through the World Health Organization, you'll find that countries that consume dairy have the largest osteoporosis, bone fractures, and cases of colon cancer. So less is best. You know, there's two universal teachings I work with, live with, write about. In fact, everything I do is based on the universal teachings. The two I would share with you today are everything in moderation. You don't have to become a fanatic one way or another. And keep in mind, excess leads to rejection. So if you keep those two principles in mind and examine your diet and stick to organic foods and do some research and find foods that are high in vitamin A, vitamin C, these are the things that are going to help. And take a look at zinc or pumpkin seeds. It's rich in zinc. Zinc is essential for the immune system. Eat a healthy diet. You will live a healthy, vibrant life. This is Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well and enjoy a vibrant life.